This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anthony checked in. He goes, "You won't believe it." So we got these neighbors behind us, and they're always in our business. We like to throw parties. We have fun.
Oh,
and they're
yeah.
always like, "Oh, you guys are a little loud over there. Why don't you turn it down?" So they put up a fence.
Yeah.
Him and his wife said, "All right, we'll take out a savings." They put up a nice wooden fence. A little more privacy.
Right.
They were being the better people. He said the neighbor now put a security camera up high on the house to look down over his fence.
What?
He's like, "What do I do? I mean, what do I do?" That's like just being nosy.
Yeah.
That is an issue.
That is.
I don't know who you could talk to about that. If you have an HOA, maybe, but it's not like a breaking the law thing, because they could just claim they're doing it for security reasons.
Right. You need a taller fence. Can you put a fence on top of a fence?
Yeah.
You can't see anything.
Yeah, we have a 15-foot fence here. Definitely can keep the dogs in and the nosy neighbors out.
Yeah, we have a house that just went up for sale. Randomly, we had no idea. It's two doors up the road. And so we share backyards.
Okay. So
there's no fences.
No, okay.
So it's three connecting backyards.
And that's when neighbors you gotta play nice because there's no fences. It's all open, right?
The other neighbors aren't outdoors as much as we are for some reason. And specifically my husband, who likes to go out in his boxer shorts and clean out our redneck swimming pool with his net while drinking Ruby Red Kolsch. And with the radio blaring. And so he goes, "Do you think I ran them off?" I go, "Yes."
You know, you heard of Magic Mike, okay?
Oh, yes.
In
very similar.
The swampy neighborhood where TJ lives with the open backyards, it's Magic Steve cleaning the redneck swimming pool.
You get the West Side Magic Mike.
I got Magic Steve. Scaring away the neighbors. They're selling their house. He's out there in his boxers cleaning the redneck swimming pool behind TJ's house. I can just see that. Please, next time he's doing it, let me drive by. I'm going to be honking like, woohoo!
Yeah.
Give him the cat call and everything.
And it's definitely blaring classic rock.
Okay.
Just to kind of put the little, you know, little touch to that West Side Magic Mike picture.
Yes. Have you ever had an issue with a neighbor that made you like want to move, like so extreme? You're like, "I just got to move. I got to get away from these neighbors."
I was living in a duplex. I had a lawn chair out on my side of the yard. We shared a back patio and went out of town for a couple of days. And we had a lawn service that came in, took care of the yard. Well, the lawn service moved the patio chair onto the patio off of the grass so I could mow it, didn't move it back. I'm gone for days, and the chair is blocking part of the back door of my next door neighbors. I get home, and they are calling me every name in the book about how I'm an awful this, awful that, and are calling the landlord to tell me that how I need to move my chair. Like, first of all, you know I never put it back there. I haven't been here for days. Why? Like, go move it. I was like, you literally, they never, ever, ever, ever went in the backyard. It's like, what is the big deal? But they were so aggressive. I wasn't allowed to say hello to them.
What?
I was not allowed to speak to them, was not allowed to look at them. Like, they were 10 types of crazy over there. So as soon as my lease was up, I was like, bye, time to go.
Landlord hotline. She looked at me today. She looked at me.
How did you find out that you couldn't say hello or look at them?
My landlord.
Your landlord said they do not want to be spoken to.
Yes, he said your next door neighbors are a little odd, and they have requested that you not speak to them, you not look at them. I literally, when I pulled in the driveway, I would just wait. Like, if we were coming in and out of the house, I just waited in my car for them to get in the car before I would go inside.
That is...
Yeah.
Oh, man, I would have made it my mission to be like, hi, guys! Hello! What are you, royalty? You're not the queen! I can speak and look at you. I'm looking at you. Oh, my gosh!
I'd want to move away from...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.